If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WEEI Afternoons, 3 o'clock hour. Ted Johnson, how are you?
Boys, how are we doing?
Good.
Hey!
Well, I mean, the Bruins stink. The Red Sox stink.
Oh, my gosh.
Patriots can't
we were texting
make a
Friday night.
Drafted number four stinks. Yeah. Having to wait till Sunday for Easter Sunday for the playoffs stinks. It all stinks.
Plenty to talk about till then, though, Fitzy.
Indeed.
There's a lot still going on. But
looking forward to talking to Alex Cora about his team.
Very top of the Red Sox
Yeah,
right
hey,
now.
Ted, any chance we could switch spots? I don't feel as comfortable telling Alex Cora his team kind of stinks tomorrow.
I'm going to be listening to that from the comfort of my truck. So I'm driving into work tomorrow, so you guys have fun with that one.
So we can't hide behind you? If you ever play any fullback in your day, we'll use you as our fullback to run right at
Cora. You guys got this. You guys are pros. You guys will be just fine.
All right.
Yes, but it will be not the funnest interview to probably conduct, I'm sure.
Well, you never know. Maybe they'll go out and maybe they'll win 16-1 tonight. Anything is possible.
Still a game under 500, but yeah, you're right. They could.
But one game closer to first place, it's not out of reach anyway. 3 o'clock, Ted Johnson's here, and Dan Ball, that means one thing, 3-point stance.
319!
Ready!
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A 3-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for the 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. And a reminder that today's 3-point stance is proudly brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. There you go. You got it. It's 3 o'clock. That's right. Easy to remember. You could probably recite it if I asked you right now. All right, in the meantime, it's time for the 3-point stance.
Did everyone drink a half case of Lucky Energy before the show today?
We're ready. We're riled up. It's ready to go. We're talking sports.
I don't know how to keep up with you, and I got a great night of sleep. Jeez.
It's nice to have the gang back together. It's a good Tuesday.
Good vibes on a Tuesday.
There
it's
you
two
go.
For Tuesday, by the way, Dan. I don't know if you heard that.
I did hear that, and you'll have another chance to call in about 25 minutes or so.
Thank you.
But before that,
we added a whistle to 3-point stance yesterday.
I like it.
All right. We have three hosts, each of which who will get 60 seconds or thereabouts to present their opening take on whatever they are hottest on in the world of sports and sometimes beyond. After each host has taken their turn, we'll open up for discussion on the floor. Our order, as always, is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and then Ted Johnson. Andy, you will lead us off today. And my question to you, my friend, is are you ready?
Damn right.
All right, well, your 60 seconds begins right now.
Okay, I don't know if you're supposed to admit this. I'm sort of new to this everyday hosting business on the radio, but we have a guest we talk to every Wednesday that I like. His name is Alex Cora. I think he's pretty good at his job. I am rooting for him personally and professionally, and I am not afraid to admit it. He is scuffling a little bit with his baseball team, but I think the easiest, lowest-hanging fruit thing to do in all of sports is, oh, the third baseman who's usually good at defense made an error, so blame the manager. well, what did the manager do? Did he, like, tickle him when he was about to field the ground ball? Did he not take ground balls during? I understand the way it works, and we talked about it, Fitzy, in the NBA. You can't fire all the players. They make a boatload of money, and at some point when you underachieve, the manager, the coach, he goes. I think Alex Cora is a really good manager. I do. And I know that's not a popular sentiment right now because they lost 16-1. They lost 11-1 in Chicago against one of the worst teams in the history of baseball. I think Alex Cora is the guy we were all excited to see sign a three-year, $21 million contract last year. I think you want him to manage your baseball team. They're not winning right now. That falls under his leadership. That doesn't exactly mean it's his fault, though. I don't believe they're losing because Alex Cora stinks, and I'm rooting for him to turn it around, and damn it, I'm okay with that until I ask him tough questions tomorrow.
Thank you. That was a camajama.
Wait, Alex didn't even like it? If Alex didn't like it, I'm screwed.
No, man. Come on.
Oh, now he's part of the show, too. I love everybody deserves drops.
All right. Andy, well put. Homer Honk, well deserved. Nick Fitzy Stevens, you are up right now. Are you ready?
Yes, I am indeed ready. That's a tough act to follow. I hope my energy is on point.
Well, good luck to you in all aspects of this, because your 60 seconds starts now.
Okay, you know, it has been my honor, my pleasure, and sort of my position to defend the fourth overall pick, or at least provide you guys with the latest intel and information as to what may actually be happening fourth overall. And guys, an entire winter and early spring, an off season, a pre-draft period of whining and complaining that Jerod Mayo and Joe Milton actually blew everything for us, and we didn't get the top pick so we could take the guy that... or the Patriots could take the guy that everybody wanted most, Abdul Carter, may not be for nothing. Because guess what? According to Peter Schrager, according to Todd McShay, according to many trusted draft voices now, guys, there's a chance Abdul Carter could be back in play at fourth overall. So I'm just telling you this. When you go to bed tonight, close your eyes, say your prayers, cross your fingers, do whatever it is you need to do to go to Sleepy Town, and then start wishing and hoping that Shedeur Sanders puts on the greatest private workout in the history of private college quarterback workouts, blows the Giants away, and convinces Shane and Daboll to do the dumbest thing since not signing Saquon, draft Sanders so Abdul Carter can be a legend in Foxborough.
I want to see what the last mock put out at 6:55 on next Thursday is. And that is the mock that Fitzy will go with.
Lives in his mother's basement.
Nope.
This is the mock. This one right here.
I twist in the wind and blow with the draft breeze.
We can cut that up for our purposes later.
a good draft comes by Ted, and I'll gladly change my pick at four.
But come on, you know
you want to see Abdul Carter in that Patriots uniform.
But we've been hearing Abdul Carter at four for the Patriots, you know, for the last 3 months by different people in their different mock drafts. So I don't think this
less than
is
now.
Any soon. Yeah.
And a
less
little teaser, we will get to Mike Vrabel talking about Abdul Carter a little bit later, held his pre-draft press conference. And I think he, quote, said, fun tape to watch. So he liked what he saw on tape, called him slippery. So we'll get to that a little bit later, Dan Ball.
But before all of that, Ted Johnson, it is your turn to present your three-point stance. Are you ready?
I'm ready, bro.
All right, your 60 seconds begins right now.
All right, you guys, last week, of course, we had a nice little heated debate about just the Masters, the irrelevance of it, why do people got worked up, particularly Andy just didn't understand all of it. So if you're someone who doesn't like sports and someone who doesn't like competition, someone who doesn't like tradition, or someone who doesn't like drama, then you probably didn't like this year's Masters because – it was one of the best all-time Masters ever, and it was just laced with drama, Andy. I don't know if you saw.
Oh, I did.
But the tournament came down to the last hole. Of course, Rory gets a bogey on that to force it. Yeah, okay, he chokes in regulation, but then makes a birdie in the first playoff hole. This tournament, this is why I love this tournament. It delivered. It delivers pretty much almost every year. Not always, but it usually does. And usually the star of the tournament is always the course. The course was beautiful. All the different camera angles. It was from a cinematography standpoint, it was just a beautiful watch, and it was a very, very competitive final round of the Masters. Just all the different bogeys, double bogeys, birdies. I don't know how you can't enjoy this this tournament. To me, it's one of the most incredible sporting events we have every single year. And it was the most watched Masters since 2008, and Tiger won it in 2019. So it was amazing. A lot of people, Andy, thought this was a tournament worth watching.
Well, I'll surprise you. I watched all of it.
Okay. So and, there were some extenuating circumstances, but Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I not only watched it, I was watching something called, like, Masters Live on the Weather Channel or the Golf Channel. Then I was clicking over to ESPN Plus to watch some Eamon's Corner and different specific shots.
Yeah.
And then
Masters
I watched
after
the main,
dark.
The whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
I saw the whole, from start to finish, I saw the whole thing. I saw gag jobs. I saw the guy that I made a mistake of putting money on in Bryson DeChambeau suck on
Andy rooting for the Hardo.
No, no, no,
what
no.
a surprise.
Andy, that's not a mistake. That's not, I mean, you can in the end, you can say it's a mistake because he didn't win, but DeChambeau played great and then just, you know, he spit the bit on Sunday, which is what Rory had done for over a decade because the pressure of coming through when you're in that final pairing obviously is otherworldly, and that is what made Rory coming through Sunday.
They both kind of gagged.
No, they did, but then when Rory needed to find a way, Brady gagged in the first half of Super Bowl 51 and then was phenomenal in the second half and especially in overtime as well. Rory was phenomenal for the majority of the tournament, gagged a bit on Sunday, never should have gotten down to that against Rose, and then he hit the greatest three iron I think I've ever seen somebody hit on planet Earth to earn the title that has eluded him for so much. And Ted, I said it yesterday, I'll say it again. We should all live long enough to have a Rory wins the Masters moment in our lifetime. We should all wish and hope that we could find something we care about so much as to have that kind of combustible, emotional, volatile, and legitimate reaction.
Yeah, that reaction was incredible.
I loved it. I loved every second of it.
If you weren't kind of a little bit touched by that or emotional, then I just, you're not really a real sports fan. That was great competition. It was great theater, great drama. I loved it. And so I just wanted to put a bow on that conversation we had last week. I know it's probably a day late for this take, but I wasn't in yesterday, so I just had to get that off my chest. Just a tremendous, tremendous tournament. When you consider all the ups and downs Rory had, I mean, he's got a 3-stroke lead going to the final hole, and he double bogeys one, and it was all here we go. I mean, it made it more of an intriguing tournament when he double bogeyed that.
I bet you he'd prefer no.
Yeah, but then he birdies three, then he birdies four, then he birdies nine. I mean, and then he birdies 10, which was the hole that got him out of contention last year. So he comes back, and then he double bogeys 13. You know, it was just up and down, up and down. I thought I was captivated. I think it sounds like you were too all weekend, and so I'm sure most people were. So the Masters is a great, great
the ratings
event.
I didn't know it was 2009. Is that what you said?
The highest since 2018, and Tiger Woods won his fifth in 2019. It actually rated higher than Tiger Woods. Kind of comeback, if you will, from his injuries and to win it in 2019 for his fifth and final major.
Hey, which one? So of these three Masters, Ted, of Rory finally winning, of Mickelson finally winning, or of Tiger coming back to win so many years later when people thought he was done, what was the most emotionally significant for you?
Well, that's a great question. I think it. You know what? It's going to be Phil Mickelson in 2004 when he won it. He won it with a birdie on 18. You know, so it was like he came back and took it. It was his first ever green jacket. Mm-hmm. And I was at that one. So that makes it even a little bit more special.
Brag,
bro.
Good Lord.
But,
Sweet brag, look,
the 2019 one was impressive, too, with Tiger. But, you know, he'd already won it four times. So Phil was, that monkey was on his back, just kind of like it was for Rory back in 2004.
And we talk a lot about that, the different – I forgot what we were talking about, but I brought up the Steve Young monkey on his back Super Bowl thing. This was definitely a monkey off your back moment for Mac. Now, were you rooting for Rory, I'm assuming?
I was.
Fitzy, were you also rooting for – was everybody rooting for Rory?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
I was kind of rooting for Rose. You know who I was really rooting for?
Who's
show you how much I watched the whole damn thing? Bernhard Langer, who missed the cut by a bad putt that was this close. Unreal.
We had a live call of that on the show. We were watching it.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. Ted and I were doing a live call when you were out the other day, Andy. Jeez. And
I leave you guys alone for 1 minute.
It was great. No, he goes, no, Ted goes like, oh, this is great. Fitzy, this is great. We're going to have like the likes of Bernhard Langer and 65-year-old Freddie Couples
make it.
Yeah. Ted no sooner than finishes the sentence than Couples pushes the putt and misses it.
Yeah. I mean, you got two guys, Bernhard Langer, who won it many, many years ago, but 67 years old. Just to make the cut would have been a great story. And he misses it on the last. He bogeys the last hole with a 5-foot putt, and he couldn't make it. There's drama. I mean, drama with Freddie. Freddie, 65 years old, almost made the cut, missed it by one. So there's a lot of fun little side storylines.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I still believe it's overrated, and I know you don't want to hear that.
Opinion didn't change that much on the event overall.
I still believe it's overrated for extenuating circumstances. Maybe now I have a little different view of it, having watched it. This is the first time in my life I've watched that much Masters. I mean, it was almost wire to wire Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Maybe that hooks me. Maybe I hadn't watched it enough in the past to get the... I felt like the more I watched, the more I had a... Yeah, like I knew the storylines and what the guy did yesterday or earlier in the round, and this happened. And I think maybe that gave me a little better appreciation. I will tell you, you talked about tradition and history. I think if you want to sort of filter it down, the going into the Champions Clubhouse, that's got to be up there among the greatest traditions in sport. Like literally a room
that
where only
room.
People are allowed that have won like that. Because the jacket itself is cool. That's like the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Like, okay, the jacket or the Patriots Hall of Fame. But
it signifies this. Rory could only go up to a certain point. He couldn't get behind a velvet rope.
Right.
Because
he wasn't welcome to the club.
That's
Ted.
Right.
Exactly.
Now
to be fair, there's some guys I'd never heard of that I didn't know had won it. There was like the flip side of that. There's names that they were going over, some of past winners, different years, and I'm like,
well, that's kind of like
it happens. It happens.
If you take a family trip to the Baseball Hall of Fame, you'll see so many of the names that you are familiar with that you grew up rooting for or rooting against, some of the ones from your father's generation, and then you'll see some and you're like, who the hell was Whit McGee?
Yep.
Or, you know, who was Pitch Anderson or something? And you find out they used to throw like three back-to-back no-hitters or complete games and then go work at the shoe factory, so... You know, you can always learn to live a little, but yeah, Ted, it was, you know what it felt? Fulfilling is the adjective I would use.
What would you say captivated you? Like, were you captivated by the course?
Longer.
Longer
had me hooked because
of his age.
The age and sort of, like, Rory could, no. It was just pure sort of getting older, last chance, probably. Like, whereas Rory will be back next year. Like, if he didn't win this year, say Justin Rose, who I was rooting for, because he had a 66 on Sunday. I was rooting for him because, to me, he put together the winningest Sunday performance.
And he had two second-place finishes before in that tournament.
Yes.
So this was his third second-place finish.
But
he never
longer,
won it.
And he got the applause that almost was irrelevant that he missed the cut. The applause and that walk, and then he's hugging and the kids and the grandkids and all the green jackets of the club president.
I'm glad you saw that. That was a touching
moment.
That
was very cool for a guy who, you know, didn't win.
Right.
Like, didn't...
Didn't make the cut.
Didn't accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. Yeah. That was pretty cool. I got wrapped up into it more than I thought. Also, I didn't know there were hacks to the pimento cheese. Apparently, you do a half pimento cheese, half egg salad sandwich and merge them together, and it really makes it pop. That's courtesy of, I think, Marty Smith on ESPN.
By the way, did you see the viral recipe over the weekend, Andy, that was sweeping the TikTok was doing Uncrustables, but doing it with pimento cheese, so you get a nice sealed... What do you mean, ew? Who doesn't want to have, like, a melty ooey?
Can I buy it anywhere?
What's that?
No.
Yes, you can.
Like
Shaw's.
I can go down to my friends at Shaw's and Star Market.
I don't think so.
Yes,
maybe.
I bet you could go in there and say, "Do you guys have pre-made pimento cheese spread?" And they'd say yes.
Oh, okay.
And they would say, "Oh, are you that man that was bitching about it on the radio? Here, take it and get out."
They might say that as well. And if it's free, it's for me. But yes, Ted, I have a new appreciation for your tournament.
That a boy.
My kids want to go. And just so you know, I told them Ted's taking us. And they,
Uncle Ted's.
I said, Uncle Ted's taking us. He promised in the future. He's got connections. He's been there multiple times. He said he's taking us.
All right, let's put that on the shelf.
On the bucket
we'll
list.
Visit that. You bet it.
Can we like broadcast from there? Can we do a WEEI roadshow Thursday,
could.
Friday from the Masters? Then the weekend we can just enjoy it. Also did enjoy, there was a middle-aged woman on Sunday morning, early on, when like the lesser players were teeing off, they were drinking beers at 10:30 a.m. Huh?
Oh, sure.
Like a teacher. She looked like she was a middle school teacher.
You have had
teacher.
A beer earlier than 10:30 a.m.
No, but she's a middle school teacher woman. Like, I don't know if I'm being sexist. It just surprised me to see her. She was like behind a camera shot just drinking a beer, and I enjoyed it.
What do you think? She's not allowed to live her best life?
You're living it up at the Masters.
I bet you that wasn't her first one.
What happens
last.
At the Masters stays at the
It'd
Masters.
It'd be lit.
It'd be off the hizzy.
It was
lit for her.
Oh, my God.
All right, on we go?
Yes.
Let's do it, Dan.
Quick note, too. The ratings peaked at $19.5 million, or a million viewers between 7 and 7.15.
Yikes.
So those were some serious numbers. And a couple of the pictures that were most memorable from this year's Masters were taken by Ken Griffey Jr.
Yes, I saw that.
See that? Unreal.
Good for him, man.
Outstanding. I saw a great tweet earlier, Dan, that said the 1997 Seattle Mariners were stacked with Getty quality photographers.
Yep, Randy Johnson.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so let's move on to tomorrow's guest here on WEEI Afternoons, Alex Cora. We'll talk much more about Abdul Carter, including coming up next, because we'll have Lance Erline of NFL Media coming on the show to talk about the draft and things of that nature. So we hit you, Andy, with the Homer honk after professing your unbridled love for Alex Cora. So, Ted, where do you sit on the Red Sox manager when it comes to the hierarchy of who deserves blame for the Red Sox?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
I lean more towards Andy's kind of feeling about this, that it's really, you know, the onus is really on the players. I mean, it is, there's a hit ball to the third baseman. There's nothing that the manager can do for that third baseman to help him field that ball. It is all on that third baseman to do it. Or that second baseman to turn the double play or whoever. It's up to the players to turn it around. And so you did say, you know, Alex has got to find a way to turn this thing around. If it's not his fault for these things to happen, then I don't know how it's going to be his duty to find ways to turn it around.
And that's the dilemma. And I don't know if that's it. Remember they were talking about the day off in Baltimore, that they either way had planned, whether we're 5-0 or 0-5, we were going out to dinner as a team or something like that. He has to find, like, there's a negative funk this team is in right now, and he needs to get them out.
Part of me feels like just kind of watching the clubhouse, talking to Alex, just understanding baseball a little bit more. It almost feels like his job is to say the right thing at the right time to a player that's going to make him, I don't know, click. Like, it's like a golfer. It's like, you give him this swing thought that's like, you know what? That's what I got. Oh, okay. And that's going to, like, it feels like what is his job to help these guys turn around? It's to say something to the player that's going to unlock something in their game that they didn't see before. And that's really what his job is.
But what if it's like nine players? Like, if it's one guy, it's easy. It's like, okay, go with Bayo off the outfield.
What if it's everybody, Ted?
Right? That's the problem is, like, he's going to be spread pretty thin trying to figure this out. And I don't know, like, they're all striking out a ton. Like, is he telling them to strike out? Like, are they not taking BP?
Probably
take their bats away? Like, it just makes no sense to me. But I also understand the reality is he's the manager. And the head coach, the manager, the leader has to find a way to turn it around. I will say, though, if worst case scenario, let's say whatever road you want to go down and they go the route of the Nuggets or the Suns, and they made a coaching change, I think it would have an adverse effect. I think the guys in that clubhouse love him, and I don't think it would be well received. Like, I don't think it would be a split decision. I think if you got rid of Alex Cora as the manager, at some point, I think the clubhouse would react adversely. Because I think they're all in on him.
But because, don't you? I think they're all in on him, too. And I think part of it is because they know that a lot of of the issues going on are maybe from the analytics people. You know, maybe is it the way they're being taught to hit the ball? That is an analytics kind of thing. That's not on Alex Cora.
That is right.
My feeling is the players love him, Andy.
You need to ask questions about that, Andy. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be awkward.
Always is.
I think people would be disappointed if it wasn't. But like asking him about this driveline approach, like it doesn't seem to be working. Like, why is there not an approach that's a little more holistic that tailors the offensive approach to the skills and talents of these people? Just asking out loud, warming up for tomorrow.
617-779-7937 if you want to call and react. But up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to talk to Lance Zierlein, NFL draft expert, NFL media. He does, if you read a scouting report on NFL.com, if you read a mock draft on NFL.com, it's probably Lance's work. We'll talk to him. It's also Two for Tuesday. We'll give away a couple more Red Sox tickets up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.